Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is a portion of the scripture just read, James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. So see now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gains. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. So that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. The Christian friend, in this letter, James is encouraging the children of God to live as children of God, to be, as he says, a kind of first fruit of his people, to be stewards of the world and not givers them. And he is concerned about many facets of Christendom and the Christian life. Prayer that does not waver in its confidence, the overcoming of temptation, the control of the tongue, and the partial attitude toward people, whether rich or poor. Helpfulness for those in need, and so on. The concerns are many and very serious. The particular concern of our text is also very serious, for it is not the intention of the writer merely to introduce a new power of phrase for everyday use when he says, you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall do this, we shall live and do this for them. Now, he took the statements of our plan with if the Lord will, and then merely go on our way, not God's way, but our own way, in self-confidence and self-assurance, that we have used the magic phrase, if the Lord will, and now everything that we do is planned to do is just plain fine. It's a shallow instinct, superficial, and wrong. Keep in mind that the use of this phrase, if the Lord will, is based upon those who have been begotten by the Father of life of his own will. Yet the word of peace is based upon him. And what does this mean for us? It means that God, in his mercy, has brought us to faith, has made us his children, working in our hearts, through the word of truth, so that we believe that Christ died for our sins and that he lived a perfect life in place of us. And that because he first loved us, because he so loved us, we love him and want to show this love by following in his way. This word of truth, which is brought us to faith, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path to lead us in all our ways according to his will. How often our will and inclination tempt us to let go of God's loving hand and to try our own wisdom, believing we can devise many intriguing and fascinating pathways which seem to be lined with success in the promise of which we were. How equally often these same pushing times become explosively destructive or lead us to cross headlong into a stone wall, which brings frustration and an aching head and heart. At such times it would not be fair for many viewers to become bitter towards God and to blame him for the results of our own folly. Far better to admit with the hymn writer and the hymn we just sang, my will is wrong beyond all measure. God's will is good. God knows what must be done to save me. His love for me will never cease. Upon his hand he did engrave me with pure spirit of loving grace. And so his will supreme must ever be. Our text tells us You know not what shall be in your mouth, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. God knows, however, what tomorrow will bring, and whatever it brings will work together for good as a part of His plan for you and for me. He chooses our lives, which are vapors that appear for a little time and then vanish away. For He wishes to change our temporary residence here into a permanent residence in heaven at His good time and as He will. A truly godly lifestyle will question to do this very thing by saying boldly, with confidence and with courage, I leave all things to God's direction, which is another way of saying, if the Lord will. Amen. Consider every time God opened doors, full ministry, an opportunity to receive ministry, an opportunity to receive that ministry in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.